I'm delighted to tell you that my guest this afternoon on our tea break is Angela Ellis from the local Raven Housing Trust. Angela, good afternoon. Welcome to Susie 103.4.
Hello, David.
It's very good to have you here, and nice gentle icebreaker, I suppose. Tell us about your role at the Trust, if you will.
Okay. So I'm the Head of Community Investment at Raven, and amongst other things, I manage a team who help tenants to manage money, get online and get back to work. So really kind of trying to support our residents to have the best possible opportunities in life.
That's you. And what about the Trust itself?
So Raven is a registered social landlord, and that means we provide low-cost social housing for some of the most disadvantaged people in Surrey. We also have shared ownership properties, which is where, like it sounds, people can part own their home, but there's also a rent payment to Raven. So shared owners can choose to buy more of their homes as and when they choose. Raven were formed in 2002 and were based in Redhill, which is up on Linkfield Lane. Most of our homes are in Reigate and Banstead Borough, but we're growing in the surrounding areas. So now we've got homes in Mole Valley, Epsom and Newell, Mid Sussex, Crawley, Woking, Sutton and Tandridge. So it's actually quite a spread across East Surrey. We're not a registered charity, but we do have charitable status. That means that we don't make a profit. Any money that we make from rent gets ploughed back into Raven and helps to pay for services we provide to our residents and to build new homes.
And in terms of those homes, how many do you have locally, approximately?
So the number is ever expanding, but it's just over 6,000 at the moment.
And are there builds ongoing as we speak?
Oh, yeah, we are building. So we currently have 381 homes in development. And of those, 171 are on site and the rest are in the pipeline. So of this total, there are 230 for rent and just over 140 for shared ownership. So we completed and handed over 126 homes in the last financial year. And there's 124 homes which have been started on site. Going forward, we expect to be building about 200 new homes a year. And to date, we've mainly developed rented and shared ownership homes. But in the future, we expect to start building homes for outright sale. And the money that we get from those sales will be spent on subsidising new affordable homes for people that can't afford to buy their own homes. We have a lot of shared ownership properties coming forward, including apartments and family homes in Redhill, Tadworth, Merstham, Hurst Green and East Grinstead. And anybody who's interested should look at our website, which is ravenht.org.uk.
I was looking at the St Hilary's Close development in Hawley, where I think there was an inefficient pair of semi-detached houses, and you've put new properties on that plot.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of new developments across East Surrey, mainly in the borough of Reigate and Banstead.
I smiled at the account of the slow worms and the bats that had to be removed from the existing property in Hawley.
Yeah, that's quite often the case, actually, that we have to accommodate for wildlife.
So, housing, clearly. Are there other support services offered by the Trust?
Yeah, so we see ourselves as more than just a social landlord. We see ourselves as having a role in building communities and supporting the tenants that live in our homes. So we have a range of different support services. One of the services is our MoneyWise team, and they help people to manage their income and outgoings and to make sure that they're claiming all the benefits which they're entitled to. We have a digital inclusion officer, and he helps people to get online, and he makes sure they've got the right skills and have access to the right hardware and to broadband or Wi-Fi. We also have got a team called Parachute. They provide extra help to people who are struggling to manage their tenancy. So they might be causing some issues with antisocial behaviour or not paying their rent. And sometimes they're just having difficulty in their lives. So Parachute provide this kind of wraparound support service. And not only do they provide support for Raven tenants, but it's for other people across East Surrey. So it's not just for Raven residents, that service.
Okay, you see Raven vans buzzing around the place. Presumably there's a good deal of property maintenance involved.
There is, yeah, you're right. So at Raven we employ about 250 people, of which about 100 are in the repairs and asset management team. So yeah, we've got a big team of people.
Given the areas you've just described that you're working in, and a lot of change in the wind to do with social housing and so on at the moment, would you say there's any sort of political dimension to the Trust, or are you strictly apolitical?
We are absolutely apolitical. You're right, there have been a number of changes which we've had to respond to. Broadly speaking, the funding that we receive to build new homes and the rent that we're able to charge is reduced. This means we're having to look at new ways to bring money into the Trust. So we're doing that by reducing our costs and looking at other revenue streams so we can continue to build much needed homes. So a couple of examples are we have started our own commercial repair service called We Do That. So we're offering our repairs to private customers. And we're also bringing some of the work that we used to pay external contractors to do in-house to reduce the cost. So just looking for savings to be able to pump that money into building new homes.
And is there anything that we need to tell our listeners, your potential customers, for want of a better word, further about the changes at the moment in social housing, about the effect on the individual?
I think basically the real issue for a lot of people is benefit cuts.
Yes.
The government have made cuts to benefits under kind of the austerity measures and welfare reform, and that will continue to happen. So people will see their benefit income reduced and cut back. What we're encouraging people to do now is to think about work, to think about kind of what skills that they have, and to start looking at how they can kind of get into kind of training or volunteering to start thinking about moving into employment. And Raven do provide support with that as well.
So is that a matter of working alongside other local organisations?
There are a number of different ways that you can do it. Raven provides some training, but also signpost to other organisations. And any of our residents that are interested in that should just give us a call.
And advice, really, in general terms, yeah, about this entire area.
Yes.
So we've mentioned www.ravenht.org.uk, if I've got that right.
Yes.
You can tweet at RavenHT, I understand, which is what most modern people do. Let's cut, if we may, Angela, to the absolute chase now. If I or someone in Redhill, Reigate, Hawley, Crawley wants to rent a Raven home, how do they go about it?
So at Raven, we don't actually decide who lives in our homes. It's the local councils who manage the waiting list. So anybody that wants to put themselves on the waiting list should contact their local borough council, and they will undertake an assessment of their needs, and they will give them a band between A and E based on how urgent they think their needs are. The next step is for Raven to find them somewhere to live.
Tell us why you've chosen Homeward Bound and who it's for.
I think just the song really is about going home and feeling really excited and happy to be returning home. And at Raven, we really think that we don't want to just build houses, but we want to build homes that people feel safe and happy in.
Shall we do this for those twins of yours as well?
Yes, please.
Angela Ellis from the Raven Housing Trust, thank you so much for coming in to see us at Susie Radio this afternoon.